Governor-elect Rick Scott shed the elect from his title this morning as he was sworn in as governor. The oath taken by Scott as he entered office was met with applause from attendees.
I, Rick Scott, do solemnly swear
that I will support, protect, and defend.
That I will support, protect, and defend.
The Constitution and government.
The Constitution and government.
Of the United States and of the state of Florida.
Of the United States and the state of Florida.
That I am duly qualified to hold office.
That I am duly qualified to hold office.
Under the Constitution of the state.
Of the Constitution of the state.
And that I will well and faithfully perform.
That I well and faithfully perform.
The duties of governor.
The duties of governor.
On which I am now about to enter.
On which I am now about to enter.
So help me God.
So help me God.
Congratulations. God bless you.
Scott focused predominantly on creating a stronger job market for the state to lower unemployment rates. Scott said unemployment is an issue that elicits personal feelings for him.
My father was often laid off. My mother took an ironing just so we could have food on the table. I have a clear memory of their fear and uncertainty as they struggled to provide for five kids. So for me, job creation is an absolute mission.
Scott said that the private sector can serve as an adequate source for jobs and urged that government is not the answer.
Faced with a deep recession, some say the answer is to expand the role of government. That's the approach the administration has taken in Washington. That is absolutely the wrong approach.
Scott says he plans to tackle taxation, litigation, and regulation. These are the three areas he called the axis of unemployment that are hindering Florida from being a hub for big business. Scott says reducing taxes will play a large role in his plan.
Florida has wisely refused to impose an income tax. Under my plan, we'll eliminate the business tax and reduce the property tax. The state of Florida raises enough revenues to meet its needs.
Scott also plans to put a stop to excessive lawsuits through strict tort reform. He says that allowing frivolous lawsuits to continue will not be tolerated under his administration.
Every Floridian should have a right to access the court system for a redress of harm. But we will not allow excessive lawsuits to strangle job creation. And we will not allow a small group of predatory lawyers to stalk the business community just in search of deep pockets.
Scott also announced his first official act as governor. He said that regulations need to be evaluated for accuracy and necessity and signed an executive order today that will initiate physical accountability through regulatory reform.
Today, I will sign an executive order creating a state office of fiscal accountability and regulatory reform to review all proposed and existing regulations to determine their impact on job creation.
Scott says he isn't concerned about the future of Floridians because we have a history of resilience. He says our current crisis is just as solvable as all those that came before.
But every generation of Floridians have faced tough challenges. And every generation has been resilient. In the 1880s, yellow fever hollowed out entire communities. In the Depression of the 1930s, more than one in five families required relief funds to survive. In the 1940s, over 250,000 Floridians served in uniform, and their worried families were sometimes short of basic necessities. In every decade, we've had to rebuild after horrific hurricanes. After adversity, Florida has always come back stronger. Our current problems are absolutely solvable.
Florida's three new cabinet members were also sworn in today. Attorney General Pam Bondi, Agriculture and Consumer Services Commissioner Adam Putnam, and Chief Financial Officer Jeff Atwater.
I, Pamela Jo Bondi, do solemnly swear
that I will support, protect, and defend.
That I will support, protect, and defend
the Constitution and government.
The Constitution and government
of the United States and of the state of Florida.
Of the United States and the state of Florida.
I, Adam Putnam, do solemnly swear
that I will support, protect, and defend.
That I will support, protect, and defend
the Constitution and government.
The Constitution and government.
Of the United States and of the state of Florida.
Of the United States and of the state of Florida.
And that I will well and faithfully perform
the duties of Chief Financial Officer.
The duties of Chief Financial Officer.
Scott also signed three other executive orders today that will require the use of the E-Verify system to verify the employment eligibility of state employees and contractors. The orders also establish his policy on ethics and open government and reaffirm his commitment to diversity in government. For WMNF News, I'm Janelle Irwin.